Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
No plan, no production, no profit. What's up, my dental colleagues? So happy Thursday. And today was an awesome day. Today, Thursdays and Fridays are generally non-clinical days for me. And I have those days very well designed out and planned out very well. And so today was a great day because I got to do a second training day for my body. And that was also a mindset shift. And so one of the things that I've always wanted to do and do well is to be able to start to do pull-ups well. I'm just right under 200 pounds. And so that's always been a very, very difficult, at least in my mind, a difficult thing for me. And I'd start out and I might look at something like, oh, I just got to get to 10 pull-ups. And it just seemed like such a monumental task that I wasn't able to get there. And then I was able to finally find a plan, and through a great training regimen, a company called Strong First, recommended from a good buddy of mine, Michael. And he said, just check them out. And I love their trainings. And it's different. It's a different mindset because, you know, when you're thinking about it, and I'm thinking about like going for a workout, that's something that I may or may not do. But if I'm looking at training or I'm looking at practicing, like I'm practicing my form, it's a whole different mindset that opens up around that. And that's been a very big shift for me. It's like you don't hear somebody saying, I'm going to go work out to get ready for my marathon. No, I'm going to go train for my marathon, or I'm going to go train for my triathlon, or I'm going to go train for my Spartan race, or I'm going to go train for whatever activity it is that you're looking at. What's up, Justin? How are you, brother? And so there's a huge difference between looking at even just practice and training, and then that comes into place with having a plan. If I don't have a plan, then there's no possible way that I'm going to be productive, or my productivity is going to be limited, as well as my profitability. That's going to be extremely limited. So getting back to talking about, you know, me wanting to get to have the better ability to be able to perform pull-ups, you know, I found the program with Strong First. I love it. And the cool thing is it started out at like, hey, we're going to start out at 3 rep max. We're going to go 3, first set, 2, second set, 1, third set, 1, fourth set. And then build incrementally day after day. Do 10 days and you get up to 4. And then by the 10th day, you get up to 5 and you work all the way through. So now I'm starting my second regimen where I have 5 rep max. I'm working my way through the next 10 days and then I'll get up to 6 and I'll do that. But it's a slow build and progression.
Join the Limitless 90-Day Intensive to get 25-plus years of proven real-life results, all distilled into an unmatched experience that helps you create limitless power in 12 weeks or less, so you can ultimately take your practice, marriage, and life beyond the next level quickly. Save yourself decades of guesswork and painful mistakes. Apply now at www.limitlessdentistacademy.com.
Guess what? I've got a plan. And if I don't have that plan, then the production, or what I think of as the capacity, the power and the capacity to be able to pull that off, are very limited. And then the profit, the results are also limited. And that's the same thing that holds true for business. And especially like in our dental practices, if we don't have a plan, then we're not going to set up to be very productive or very profitable at all. Like, what is your plan? When you have a patient that has to make a change in the schedule, what is your plan to fill that spot? Because guess what? Your overhead is going to continue to go on, and that's going to continue to run. And if you don't have a plan in place, then how's that going to operate? What's your plan if you have a medical emergency in the office? What's the plan if you're going to have to evacuate the office for you and the team? What's the plan if you've got a combative patient? What's the plan if you've got combative team members? How are you going to handle that? If you don't have a plan, and you just leave it up to winging it, good luck. Good luck. But that also then you'll see that cascade into all the other areas of your life. And when you start to get your business in order and you start to get your side of the street clean, it makes it a lot easier to let that plan become effective. So when the plan becomes more and more effective, then guess what? Our productivity shoots up. The more productive we are, then the more profitable we are. And I don't just mean from a monetary sense, from that aspect. Like when I'm looking at starting the conversation, I'm talking about looking at creating a plan around my training regimen for lifting weights and resistance training and everything there. My mindset had to shift from, hey, this is more than just a workout. A workout is something that it's a little checklist and I don't get too excited about it. But when I look at it from a training perspective, training's different. To me, training is more so defined by repetition and intensity. And those are the things that develop skill sets in anything that you're doing. It comes down to repetition and intensity. You want to go from doing shitty to well, repetition and intensity. Repetition and intensity. From doing well to great, repetition and intensity. From doing great to elite, again, comes down to repetition and intensity over long periods of time. Not just showing up, acting like an entitled ass, just thinking that, hey, this is just going to magically happen. I'm just going to wave the elite wand and I get to become elite. It takes time under tension with repetition and intensity and training in order to be able to pull that off. And like I said, I find that true in a lot of life. And so when I look at it from a training perspective, my mindset has to shift. And I think the two biggest important factors in business is our skill sets. We've got to be able to pull things off at a very, very high level. And then our mindset. And the mindset often gets ignored, but I think those are equally important, almost 50-50. We've got to have a great skill set, but we also have to have a great mindset so we can show up and we can show up as leaders. We can lead our teams. We can lead our patients. We can then also have better ability to manage. We can tackle the fires that come at us each day and the chaos that comes our way. And if we've got a big enough capacity, we can have fun while we're doing it. But that all comes from starting to win the day. And that comes from starting out with having a plan to begin with. Every weekend, I sit down on Sunday. Guess what I do? Plan out my week for my upcoming week. Take a minute. I look back at my last week and ask the question, what did I say I was going to do? And then the truth comes. Did I do it? Did I pull it off? Yes or no? It's very simple. Am I on track or am I off track? If I'm off track, what do I need to course correct going into this next week in order to accomplish what I want to accomplish? But guess what? That all starts off from a bigger plan that I created starting back in November here, this last year in 2023, starting to set my targets for 2024, working through them, refining them, tweaking them all the way up until the beginning of the year. Now that I've got my targets set for all of 2024, cool. I've got a plan where I know I can be. Now I simply just get to reverse engineer that and look at what do I need to concentrate on each month. Then I get to pull that back in. What do I need to concentrate on each week? I get to pull that back down even more granular. What do I need to concentrate on each day? Always moving towards my impossible game targets for the end of the year. And when I can do that, then I can move from a plan to being productive to then having profitability show up. My business, that's in the form of dollars and going into the bank account. In my marriage, that's in the form of deposits showing up with my wife and kids. And the profit is then having connection, having the ability to spend time and create experiences and adventures. Same thing holds true as we open the conversation today. In my body, having the plan, putting in the production, doing the work, and then the profitability shows up with health and fitness and having the ability to have mobility and flexibility and a body that works, a body that's not in pain, a body that I can have carry me into older years in my life and still be fit and enjoy and do the things that I want to do. Same thing holds things true in my being. So my purpose and in my relationship with God and how I look at approaching that. You know, I've got to have my plan. I've got to have the ability to pull that off, the time to create that experience for me with God. And What is the fruit from that? Well, being on purpose and feeling like I'm on purpose and on point and knowing what my purpose here is on the planet. All those things start to stem from having a plan. That's my question for you tonight is, what's your plan? Very simple question. If you don't have a plan, maybe it's time to start looking at one. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Great to see y'all. Till tomorrow, peace, power, prosperity. Give it away. Have an amazing day, y'all. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the show. If this podcast episode resonated with you, make sure to reach out and send me a direct message on Instagram at Dr. Jeff Booski. That's Dr. Jeff Booski. Look forward to chatting with you. Till next time.